With Montana News, I'm Shaylee Reger. The head of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, which has spent nearly $5 million to influence the outcome of the Montana U.S. Senate race, stumped on behalf of Matt Rosendale in Montana today during a Get Out the Vote tour. Corin Cates Carney reports.
U.S. Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado joined Rosendale on a three-town swing through western Montana 2 weeks ahead of Election Day. Gardner, the chairman of the NRSC, is the latest high-profile Republican to visit Montana in a month that's also seen stops from Vice President Mike Pence and President Donald Trump.
Matt Rosendale will make a difference. He's going to make a difference in the Rocky Mountain West, our Western values, to build this corridor of freedom that we can build from Canada to Mexico in the western United States.
At Rosendale and Gardner's stop at the GOP office in Helena, they riffed on their support for President Trump's agenda, securing the nation's southern border, supporting his Supreme Court nominees, and protecting Second Amendment rights. Rosendale stressed the importance of turning out the Republican vote in his race against Democrat John Tester.
If we all stick together, we're going to be able to flip this seat from Democrats to Republican control.
A poll released Monday by the Montana Television Network and Montana State University shows this year's Senate race is essentially a toss-up. The poll also showed a significant split in how men and women are expected to vote on Election Day. It shows Rosendale is up with men over Tester by 6 points, but that Montana women favor Tester by 13 points. Rosendale and Senator Gardner did not take questions from the press during their stop in Helena. A member of Rosendale's staff said they were on a tight schedule to get to their next event. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.